And the first weekend comes to an end tonight, but it did start on Thursday. Joining us right now to talk about that is a cornerback for the Buffalo Bills. He was selected in the sixth round, played his college ball at Villanova. He had three tackles and a pass deflection in his first ever NFL game on Thursday. He got the start in that game. Bills were 1-0. They beat the Rams, and they're hosting Tennessee on Monday night at 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. Christian Benford is my guest. Christian, really nice to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Listen, so I'm curious about that first week. Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, did not say publicly who was going to start in your spot. So I'm curious, when did you first find out, and then what went through your mind knowing that you were going to make your first start against the defending world champs on a big stage?
I didn't really find out until, like, two nights before the game. So, and what went through my mind was, I wasn't really thinking, I was just ready to go. I was blessed and happy to be able to start this that week. And I was thinking, Lord, and I was just ready to go ball out as much as I can.
Christian Benford joining us. That's exactly what happened, too. I'm curious, as you get ready, like, you've been putting in the time, you've been doing the work. So when you get that opportunity, as you point out, you were ready for it. I am curious, what's it like to share a DB room with the likes of Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde? And then maybe what kind of things were they telling you in preparation for that big start?
It's honestly a blessing, and it's crazy because they teach you so much about football and your mental that, like, a lot of people want to teach you or you will know about. And it's great when we watch film. They point out stuff that I would see, but a lot of the stuff that they point out, they go more in detail about it. And it's, like, a great experience to really learn from, especially my first year coming in and seeing, like, stuff about the league and certain things I should see and what I should be reading. And they give me, like, all, like, the details, how to adjust, what to point out, and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool and great to have them in the room with me.
Christian Benford joining us. I would imagine you have vets like that. You can watch those guys, how they work, how they prepare, what they see. You mentioned the film. So I'm curious, you've had a chance to watch the game tape. What were your biggest takeaways, and how do you think you did in your first start?
I feel like I did good. I just feel like I could have done some things better, could have done some of my technique a little bit better, some things that I've been working on at the beginning of the season. I could, like, tune up a little bit. Overall, it was we won, so we got the job done. We held them to a certain amount of yardage, but when it comes to my game, I feel like I did good, but I feel like I could have done better.
You know what? I was going to go there next. You did hold them to a certain amount of yardage. Like, Cooper Kupp got his, you know, but no other Rams receiver had more than 39 yards receiving Thursday. So what did you guys do to neutralize their high-octane offense and to make it so tough on them?
We just played our game. We just focused on our technique and fundamentals, the scheme and the game plan going in that week. We just focused on that. We're really focused on our own game plan, like, within ourselves, focus on our technique and fundamentals at the line, tackling, reading our keys, stuff like that, to make sure we handle our business.
Focusing on your game, that's one thing. Let me ask you about that, in fact. Matthew Stafford said something I thought, Christian, that was really interesting. He said your D coordinator, Leslie Frazier, threw some looks at him that he had not seen in years. You know, Matthew Stafford has seen pretty much everything. I'm curious, as a young player, is that a challenging defense for you to pick up? And is it a scheme that fits what you do best? What's it like to play under Leslie Frazier?
He has a great scheme. I love playing what he does. It was kind of similar to how we played back at Villanova. So it was kind of like a great fit for me. How we play our defense at Nova was kind of exactly, almost exactly how we played the Bills. So it felt like a great fit. And, like, just learning from Coach Frazier how much he tried to get us to do certain things and technique and be a ball player. And it's like, man, it's great to have him as my coach.
Christian Benford's my guest. We're talking Buffalo Bills football. I'm glad you mentioned Nova. I was going to ask you about playing college ball at Villanova. You know, you could argue, and probably true, when you think about Villanova, it's a great, great basketball school. But since Nova has started to send more guys to the NFL, including you, should we be talking and thinking about Villanova more as a football school as well? After all, Howie Long did go to Villanova, and things ended up pretty well for him.
Yeah, I think Villanova really underestimated it on the football spectrum, because we do produce a lot of great players, NFL, CFL, wherever they go. We do produce a lot of great student athletes. But, you know, our basketball team do get all the recognition, but I just feel like we do have a lot of talent in football as well, and other sports too, but only basketball team get the recognition.
Hey, Christian, before you go, let me ask you something. Your situation is really interesting in the sense that you got that start and you found out, you know, not long before the game, and then you rotated with another rookie in Kyer Elam, and the two of you guys have been going against each other at the start or since the start of minicamp. You're obviously trying to compete. You're trying to get that job. It's kind of rare in and of itself for a pair of rookies to have the opportunity to contribute so early at an important position. I'm curious, what's the dynamic like between the two of you? Like, you want that job, but you don't want to mess with team culture either. So how do you approach that competition with him?
Me and him just, we're bros at the end of the day. And we know it's a business and we got to do what we got to do, but we don't never take it personal. So we work hard as possible. We do what we can do when nobody's looking, when behind closed doors, watching film, like stretching and making sure our bodies are right so we could be at optimal performance, and whatever happens, happens. And, but we never take it to our personal level, because at the end of the day, we are bros. So we never hate on each other. We never try to sabotage each other, nothing like that. We root for each other. We try to help each other get better. And how the outcome comes, we're there for each other, you know?
I like that, dude. I like that a lot. Christian Benford's my guest. Before you go, so you're going to play your first regular season game at home Monday night against the Titans. I know you already know what it's like about the Bills Mafia and how much they love that team and how passionate they are. I'm curious, what was it like when you came out here to Southern California and you could look around and feel the Mafia? The Mafia represented big out here in Cali. What was it like to see that many Bills fans supporting you out here?
It was pretty crazy. It was pretty awesome that they had made that trip, or even if they live out there and they're still rooting for Buffalo all the way from the West Coast. It's pretty awesome to even have that big of a fan base all around the nation.
Mafia's the best. One last thought. Have you ever seen a QB with the amount of dog in him than Josh Allen? And then how much does the defense feed off seeing this dude do what he does?
I mean, Josh Allen is a dog, like you just said. And it's honestly awesome watching him play and the plays that he make, and how he continues on the play or the series is awesome. It's awesome watching him play. And it's awesome being on his team, too.
You got Buffalo 1-0. They're coming off that big win over the Rams. Christian Benford is a rookie. He got that start. He had a big game. And then Buffalo's going to turn around and come right back on Monday night against Tennessee. Christian, nice to have you on the show. Appreciate you making time for us. Have a great week, and I know we'll do it again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Appreciate it. I like that conversation.